Morning. Welcome to this episode of the Indian History Podcast. Today we'll take a look at the life of Bipin Chandra Pal, one of the Lal Bal Pal trio and one of the greatest freedom fighters ever, whose political career was marginalized due to his difference with Mahatma Gandhi. A nationalist writer and thinker, and above all, a man who was uncompromisingly independent in his views. Bipin Chandra Pal, the man who dared to take on Gandhi for his support to the Khilafat movement, was born on November 7, 1858 in a small village near to Habibganj in Sylhet Division. His father was a leading lawyer and he came from a well-to-do Jamindari family. And though not a very good student, he however read extensively and was a great admirer of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, whose works along with the early Vaishnava poets influenced his thoughts a lot. Emerson and Theodore Parker were Bipin Chandra Pal's favorite English writers and he also studied Gita and Upanishads. Bipin joined presidency and initially had problem in adjusting as his Sylheti accent was different from the Kolkata one. It was at college that he came into contact with many notable personalities who influenced his views. Keshav Chandra Sen motivated Bipin to become a Brahmo and he was impressed by his eloquence, wanted to be an orator like him. And when he heard a speech by Surendranath Banerjee, he was convinced destiny brought him to Kolkata to make him a great orator. However, when Bipin's mother and sister died, he began to look for solace from his pain and it was during this time he met Shivanath Sastri, a brilliant poet and scholar. However, his acceptance of Brahmoism did not go down well with his father, a staunch Vaishnavite. He was disowned by his father and did not receive monies for his studies and he had to drop out. With his father disinheriting him, he received no share in the property either and he began to teach in various schools to make the ends meet. He also worked as librarian for the Kolkata Public Library from 1890 to 1891 and wrote biographies on Queen Victoria Keshav Chandra Sen. His political association started in 1877 where he combined the social idealism of Brahmos with the political idealism of Surendranath Banerjee. As a member of the Congress, Bipin Chandra Pal compelled it to take up the cause of tea laborers in Assam and their harsh lives. It was around this time that the nationalist movement in Bengal began to gain momentum. Bipin relocated to the newly founded nationalist school in Sylhet, where he taught and also worked as an editor for the Paridarshak newspaper. Along with his childhood friend Sundari Mohan Das, who was now a doctor, he founded the Sylheti Sammelan for the cause of women's education. Bipin went to England for the higher studies at Oxford, founded by his friends and well-wishers. It was in England he came to be known as a good orator, giving lectures on various topics, and he did the same in years too later. It was during this time he realized that he did not belong to a free country and felt that unless India attains freedom, it would never get due respect in the world. Returning to India in 1900, he began the newspaper New India to advocate Purna Swaraj much before Congress advocated it and vehemently criticized Kajan's partition of Bengal in 1905. He, however, did not favor a centralized state like England or France and was more in favor of a federal structure where every province, district, village would enjoy a fair degree of autonomy. He was an ardent nationalist and he also believed in the value of personal conscience and universal humanity. It was around this time he became a close associate of Tilak too. In 1906, he started the daily Vande Mataram and the editor was Aurobindo Ghosh, whom he described as a stormy petrel. He advocated boycott of English goods, total severance with the British Raj and national government during his tour of India in 1907. He was arrested by the British when he refused to testify against Aurobindo in the Vande Mataram sedition case. Though not a supporter of Aurobindo's revolutionary activities, Bipin Pal nevertheless backed him on the way. Aurobindo rightly called him one of the mightiest prophets of nationalism. His oration could move thousands of young people. Released from prison, Bipin Pal spent 3 years in England where he conceived of a federal union where India and UK would be equal partners. He was also part of the India House, the meeting point for revolutionaries there, but post the association of Curzon Wiley by Madanlal Dhingra, he had to move out with the British cracking down strongly. He was one of the few Congress leaders who recognized that pan-Islamism was going to be a major threat to India. That is why he opposed Mahatma Gandhi's non-cooperation movement because it was associated with the Khilafat movement at a time when no one dared to question the Mahatma. He was aware that the Khilafat movement was an excuse for perpetuating pan-Islamism, which always put religion above the state. And it was not just on pan-Islamism. He also differed with Gandhi on the economic boycott. Whether Mahatma just wanted to reject foreign goods, Bipin called for a total economic boycott that would strike at the very root. He openly declared that mere moral pressure would not work against the British, but only factors like war in Europe or an internal mutiny would do. He was prophetic in a way, as Britain's economic devastation post-World War II and the naval ratings mutiny played a major factor in their decision to quit India. Bipin Chandrapal's stand on these issues and his differences with the Mahatma cost him politically, and he ended up marginalized in the Congress. But then he was always independent in his stance, be it in the social or political sphere, a true rebel of his times. He was ostracized from his own family for becoming a Brahmo, and by marrying a Brahmin widow, he walked the talk. Again, while a Brahmo, in the later stages of his life, he was greatly influenced by Adi Shankara's Vedantic philosophies, and later under Vijay Krishna Goswami turned towards the Vaishnava philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For him, Swadeshi was not just political freedom, but also a spiritual revival, and he sought to reform in the education system. He wanted education system to be reformed to inculcate feelings of nationalism and spiritualism among Indians. Apart from being an activist, Bipin Pal was also a great writer and wrote extensively on Bengal's rich Vaishnava heritage. He also wrote a great series of biographies on Rajaram Mohan Roy, Keshav Chandra Sen, Aurobindo, Tagore, Annie Besant, and apart from that, he wrote expositions on Indian culture history, interpreted the Bengal Renaissance. Sadly, with the Congress marginalizing him, he spent his last days in relative obscurity and loneliness. And on May 20, 1932, one of the tallest leaders of the freedom struggle passed away in Kolkata unsung. Yet generations to come, his insights and thinking would inspire many a freedom fighter and revolutionaries. Naman to Sri Bipin Chandrapal.